We're now joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's get right into the weather forecast. Did they get any rain in Brazil?
No, not yet. Nothing that's great enough to write home to mom about. Let's put it that way. A few showers have scattered around, but we're still waiting for some kind of meaningful event to take place. And the more I look at this, the more I'm convinced that, well, meaningful is going to be really difficult to come by. We're going to have some scattered showers, but a lot of areas are going to come up rather empty-handed with a sustainable moisture boost that's really going to stimulate a much better planting and emergence environment. That's true for this first week of the outlook. I think when we get into the second week, we might do a little bit better. But how many weeks now we've been saying that? So we have to be a little bit careful. I do think, though, conditions will gradually get better as we get closer to the end of the month. But it is not going to come right away.
They're 3 or 4 weeks behind in their planting at this point. What does that do for the whole of the growing season?
Well, of course, it actually doesn't hurt the soybean production potential itself, because once the rains kick in and it's all driven by monsoonal precipitation, usually the rain is just more than sufficient to take the crop through the finish line. So it's all about what happens down the road after we get this crop harvested. The safrinha crops, the corn and the cotton that come in behind it, they're obviously going to be late being planted, so that reproduction is going to be occurring at a time of the year which is traditionally drier biased. So they could come up short-handed on some corn and cotton production because of these delays we've seen over the past few weeks. And of course, that assumes there's not going to be any more delay, whether it's planting delays on the front end or whether it's harvest delays on the back end of the soybean crop. We still could be seeing more threat to some of those safrinha crops.
Anything here in the United States we should be watching?
Well, we're still watching hard red winter wheat country. Of course, it's way too dry across the west central and southwest plains, and there really isn't a great deal of moisture coming up anytime soon. I do think there'll be some showers on the northern and eastern fringes of wheat country, but I think that is not obviously going to occur where it's needed most. Some of the models have been trying to make it rain a little bit more potentially in the second week of the outlook, especially after day 10. I'm not ready to buy into that. I think the models are just trying a little too hard to make it rain. There's also dryness in the lower Midwest right now in some of the soft wheat areas there from coming out of Missouri into Indiana. We're going to see rain come up for those folks, though, and I think there will be adequate relief to get that crop up and running in a better manner than it is up to this point.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.